Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. Happy Thanksgiving. Doug Gottlieb, TJ Espinzada, in for Dan of the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope your bird is getting warm. Hope you have somewhere to go, whether it's friends or Thanksgiving, whatever it is. It's like just a great day from camaraderie, right? And you know, a good day to be around people that many of us haven't had a chance to be around. As annoying as family can be, when you can't be around family because of COVID for a long period of time, they're a little less annoying today. So hope you're ready for a great day and a great day of football. TJ, you know what's inevitably going to follow the first game or during the first game? Why are the Lions on Thanksgiving? Because that's how we roll. But really a disappointing slate of games. Like it, and no fault of the NFL, right? If the John Gruden thing or the terrible car accident doesn't happen, this Raiders game looks a lot different. And the Saints, of course, have just been besieged by injuries. I don't know anybody who's playing. They have very few of their stars playing today against the Bills. And then, of course, the Bears have swooned here, and the Lions are just bad in rebuild mode. Like, we don't have a stellar set of games today.
We don't have the marquee teams and aside from the Cowboys that are having a good season right now, the Bills, we don't have the head-to-head matchup where you're like, who's going to win?
I can't wait for that game, right?
Right. But I'll be honest, I love football. And so at 9:30, I will be in front of the TV watching the game because I am a fan of football. But I will say, I just want competitive games.
Yep.
Detroit, they're awful, but they seem to be competitive in
they'll
every
fight.
Game. They just lose. They're going to play to the end. They're going to give you everything they have. They're just going to lose the game at the end.
But I mean, they can have their backup quarterback. Like, it's bad, dude.
Nah, they said Jared Goff is going to play.
Oh, he's going to play with the oblique?
Jared Goff is playing. And so we're going to get Andy Dalton a backup, who was a longtime starter for the Bears. Give me a competitive game. The Dallas Las Vegas Raiders game seems to be the most competitive one. The Raiders have kind of just fallen off, but they've had a lot of turmoil in that locker room and in that team. And so it didn't happen right away. It was kind of a little afterthought, like, oh, we should be playing bad. Now I guess we'll play bad. I mean, because they had a promising start to the season. And with Gruden being fired and the incident with Ruggs, it's tough to recover and sustain a season when you have so much going on. You're meeting about things like that instead of football. When Gruden got fired, guarantee each position coach met with their players about it. Then with the Ruggs situation, head coach met with the team about it. Your position coach met with you about it. And so you're taking time away from football to talk about these things. And, oh, it doesn't matter. It does matter. And then you go to the Bills and the Saints. The Bills need this win bad. I mean, the Colts embarrassed them. And if I'm the Saints, I'm saying, oh, Jonathan Taylor ran for 200-plus yards. We should be able to get at least 150 out of this. And so that should be somewhat of a competitive game. We just don't have the marquee names and the marquee matchups that we would like.
I'm telling you right now, I think the Colts and the Niners are the two most underrated teams in the league. Right? Remember, the Colts lost their first three out of the gate, but you had new quarterback, and they just didn't look good. But, I mean, they're beating the Ravens down the first half. Obviously, Lamar Jackson was incredible after that. They lost to the Titans by three, but, like, this is a team that, you know, they can run it. And, honestly, Carson Wentz is back to playing good, kind of conservative football. Like, Carson Wentz, 18 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. That's
really good. Really good.
Jonathan Taylor, 1,100 yards, and he can catch it out of the backfield some, too. And then your boy Michael Pittman, he's got 57 catches. By the way, I don't know if I share this, but, you know, your wide receiver workouts during when everything was shut down, like my Hayes, my son, is like, hey, Dad, can you ask TJ when I can go work out with Michael Pittman and all those guys again? It's like, hey, dude, you know, they're playing on Sundays right now. They're not working out with TJ in L.A.
Man, that COVID really, it gave us a chance to just work. I was with Pittman and Claypool. I mean, Doug, when COVID hit, it's crazy. We didn't stop. We went 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, every single day. And it was certain times we go to this park, sheriff rose up, you guys got to put a mask on. We didn't have masks. He gave us masks, continued the workout. I mean, we went 6 months, Monday through Friday, every day, didn't miss a day. And now he's starting to see the fruits of his labor, so to speak. But speaking of the Colts, man, Frank Wright is a fantastic head coach. He doesn't get mentioned enough. The Colts are a really good team, and he deserves to be given credit because the way they started 0-3 to rebound and play the way that they're playing, you got to give him credit for not letting that locker room feel sorry for itself. Oh, we're going to have a bad season. He kept them locked in, and look at them now.
Stan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What about the Nagy thing? I talked to people in the Bears organization. I talked to one guy specifically who's pretty high ranking. He was like, none of that's been talked about. It's like a Patch.com report. Patch.com, for people who don't know, it's a website. It's basically like a little local website where it aggregates any kind of local story. But somehow, I didn't even know, like, I didn't know that they did their own reporting, but, you know, someone heard from someone else that he's going to get let go. How do you think they react with the Bears? How do you think they react to that news?
I mean, honestly, Doug, let's be honest. Matt Nagy's getting fired when the season's over anyway.
He won't be fired yet. He's not fired yet.
Whether he's fired Friday, which is tomorrow, Monday, or in January, like, Matt Nagy will be relieved as the head coach of the Chicago Bears It's just when. When is he going to be fired? And so did they jump the gun? Maybe. And the Bears are going to make it look like they jumped the gun by not firing him during the season. But Matt Nagy is as good as gone. They haven't been able to consistently field a good football team. And you get a rookie quarterback. And that could be a saving grace if they look like they had a plan. Justin Fields' first game out, it was like, okay, what are they doing with the guy? Do they even know what they want to do? Do they even know how they should be playing? And then they started to, oh, okay, mate, you should have had that right out the gate immediately. Okay, this is what we want for Justin Fields. This is what we're going to do. Put him in so many advantageous situations, things that he does well. They weren't doing that. It wasn't until the public outcry that it seemed like, okay, let's start doing this now for Justin because this really fits him. Yeah, Matt Nagy's gone.
I would agree with you, but let me take the opposite side. Let me defend Matt Nagy for a second, right? So I'm sure the sale to why he was the right guy for Justin Fields was he was in Kansas City the year that Mahomes redshirted, right? Now Mahomes Mahomes and Justin Fields are two completely different quarterbacks, right? In terms of style and how they played in college. Because Mahomes, though he's athletic, like he threw for a million yards when he's at Tech. And Fields did too, but Fields is a guy who is much more of a runner than Mahomes was. But again, to defend Matt Nagy, I would guess would be, look, when we had Mahomes, we didn't have a different offense for Pat Mahomes as opposed to Alex Smith. He spent the year learning the offense behind Alex Smith. And then in week 17, when he played, we didn't run a different offense. We ran the exact same offense, only he's better. He's got more potential. He can make more plays than Alex Smith. So my guess is that, yeah, it looked bad, but he wasn't supposed to be playing then. He was supposed to be sitting, watching, and learning, and only us in the media have been yelling out for him then. You know, it's like, I mean, look, did they put him in a great situation? No. But part of it was they spent the whole preseason teaching him to play under center. And then they get into the games and they're like, look, he's more comfortable in the gun, but he's been working under center. What do we actually do? They're trying to get him to be able to function in a more traditional offense, but he's not there yet. He hasn't done it enough yet. You're asking something of him he can't do. I agree with you. You got to change on the fly. But they needed a week to prep for that, and that's what got exposed.
It was, but you would think we drafted this guy. He's our quarterback of the future. We have a comprehensive plan offensively how we want to get him ready to play. They didn't look like they had that until after his first game. You would say, okay, he had Mitchell Trubisky. Trubisky was drafted in, I believe, 2017. Nagy became the head coach a year later in 2018. They're similar now, and Trubisky doesn't run as much as Fields did in
Trubisky
college.
Is as good an athlete as Justin Fields is. Trubisky is a tremendous
easily, but he wasn't a runner in college as much as Justin Fields was. He didn't seem to develop him, and then Trubisky goes to Buffalo, and in the preseason, you're like, whoa, where'd this come from? It's a preseason, but where did this come from? And so I don't know what it is that they're doing in Chicago, but it's not conducive for the young quarterbacks because Mitchell Trubisky, he took so much of the blame that when you looked at when Justin Fields got in the game, the lack of a plan, at least for me, it was alarming. Oh, it doesn't matter if you didn't expect him to start. He's your quarterback of the future. We should be building a plan the day we draft him on how we want to develop him. They weren't doing that.
Coming up next, what I want to do is I want to get into a little bit of the Cowboys, but a lot of the Giants. So the Dan Patrick Show is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Dez Bryant, course, played not just for the Cowboys, but for Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett was relieved of his duties. He was fired after a really pathetic performance by the Giants on Monday Night Football. Wait to hear what Dez says about his former coach. That's next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
TJ Espinzada, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan the Danette, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Who is your favorite offensive coordinator you ever played for?
Wow. I would probably say I had my most success under him, so Bob Gronkowski.
Why? What was it about what he did, or did he just believe in you? What was it about Bob that allowed you to be so successful?
We called him Brat, Coach Brat. Honestly, I'm laughing. I wouldn't say initially he believed in me. I might have been forced to believe in me, but I learned a lot. And when I say I learned a lot, for people that don't understand, it's like when we were in Cincinnati, we would have to sit in meetings, the receivers, with the offensive line and quarterbacks. And it used to be so boring, Doug, so boring. They're going over protections, and you look over, guys are on their phone or they falling asleep. I would just take notes. And I didn't realize I was learning the protections, and I was learning football because I was just paying attention. And we would put plays in, and if it was one high, you would run it this way. If it was too high, you would run it this way. And too high could be cover four, cover two, cover six. So it would be different variations. And so I thought, oh, it's like this everywhere. I leave, I go to another team, and I'm like, hey, so on this play, if we get a too high look, but it's not cover two, it's quarters, how do you want us to run it? They're like, oh, just get open. I was like, wait. If the quarterback is going to throw in anticipation, I can't just get open. He needs to know how I'm going to run it so he can throw it with anticipation. If I'm just going to get open, he doesn't know what I'm going to do. And so we were very attention to detail. It probably didn't show as much as they gave it to us in Cincinnati, but I learned a ton of football from Brat. Protections, how to run routes, what to do, what not to do in certain situations. So, yeah, it would be Brat. And I'll tell you what, when I was in Cincinnati, towards the end, I was a bit of a butthole just because you kind of get tired of the losing and you want to blame the coaches. I promise this is a true story. When I left Cincinnati and I went to Seattle, I called Brat and I told him, I said, I want to apologize because you were so much better of a coach than I ever gave you credit for. Now that I'm not with you, I just want to let you know how much I learned from you and how great of a coach you are that I didn't realize when I was playing for you. I told him that.
Okay, so my next question would be, who's the worst offensive coordinator you've ever played for?
I wouldn't say I had a worse offensive coordinator.
Come on, man.
Nah, I really be honest, because, like, for instance, I played for, I'll go in order, I played for Greg Knapp, may he rest in peace, and then I played for Cam Cameron, and then technically it was Hugh and Al Saunders. Al Saunders' offense is very complicated. You can't be a dummy and play for Al Saunders. If you're a dummy, it's too tough. Cam Cameron, his run game, like, we had concepts in a run game that I had never seen. This was like my 10th year in the league. Like, certain concepts I had never seen when I got to Baltimore.
Like, give me an example.
Like, for instance, we'd be running the ball to the right. The tight end would just sprint to the flats like it was a pass play. Every team I've been on, that tight end was blocking. But he felt like if you sprint to the flats, you're going to draw a defender thinking it's a pass play. And I was like, I had never seen that before. A lot of teams do that now. They weren't doing that back then when I was playing. And so just his concepts in a run game, the passing game, it wasn't as nuanced as Cincinnati and even Seattle. Greg Knapp probably had the best playbook that I had ever. Like, he had so many great concepts, but he was a guy that liked to run a lot of screens. And Hugh Jackson, he was a coach that you want to play for, because I pretty much got my chance to play because of Hugh.
Right.
He came in there and said, I'm going to play the best guys. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, we're sitting in a meeting. Hugh Jackson walks in there. It was like 12 receivers. He's like, He named four of them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pointed them out. You four are on the team. The rest of you eight are battling for two spots. I was like, whoa. No coach had ever told us that before. Like, he was so – you play bad? Hey, if you keep playing like this, you're not going to play. Or if you keep playing like this, you're not making a team. He was so honest that I appreciated the transparency. Black or white, no gray area with you. And that's what I liked about him. He's personable. He makes you want to play for him. But I told him, Hugh, they're not giving me a chance to play here. And that's why I said, with Brad, he probably was forced to play me. He was like, I'm playing the best guys. Peter Ward breaks his leg against the New York Jets. I get a chance to play, and I was a starter for the rest of my career, pretty much.
That's TJ Hushmanzada joining us. I bring that up because Dez Bryant had some of the best moments of his career playing for the, obviously not just the Cowboys, but for Jason Garrett as their head coach and Jason Garrett as a play caller. Dez tweets out, after hearing the news about JG, that's Jason Garrett, Kadarius Toney, you will get to experience the love and joy for football throughout your career. When asked by one of his followers if he didn't like Garrett, he tweeted, great dude, never respected his philosophy towards players and the game. Translate that for me.
That's personal. When you say never respected his philosophy towards players, that seems a little personal. Like, his philosophy, did he not respect you? Did he make it seem like it wasn't the player, it was the X's and O's and not the Joes, so to speak? And when I saw that's how I took it. I don't believe Dez cares for Jason. It might be some underlying
things. How much of it is just that he cut him, right? Like Dez Bryant got cut when Jason Garrett was the coach. And it's like anybody who's ever lost a job or lost a job within a job, end of the day, the guy who makes the decision is the guy you're going to be bitter towards, right?
Really? Really, Doug? You really believe Jason Garrett made the decision to cut him, or Jerry Jones and those guys made the decision?
I don't know, but I can tell you that, like, Jason Garrett was viewed as, like, the other son to Jerry Jones, right? Like, that's how everybody, like, man, you can't talk to Jason Garrett. He might as well be a Jones boy. So, like, you blame everybody.
I believe there are some underlying disagreements that they may have had that we don't know about. But I don't believe Jason Garrett. I mean, yeah, he was the head coach when Dez Bryant was released. But when you look at it, it was Dez Bryant went on. He had from, like, I believe it was like 2012 to 2014, those 3 years. Dez Bryant was lights out. He was scoring and catching touchdowns, putting up big yards. And then after that, it was kind of hit or miss. He had 3 years in a row. I believe he had 1,000 yards. He didn't crack 1,000 yards again in and out of the lineup because of injuries. He just wasn't able to get back to that level. And it was 4 years of that. It wasn't like it was like, okay, you got 600 yards in 2015, 1,020. He never got close to 1,000 yards again. And it was 4 years after those 3 years where he really lit it up. I believe Jerry Jones got rid of him. But when you play for a head coach that's an offensive coordinator, I think these coaches sometimes don't understand, like, if you're a good coach, you're going to teach us the game. Now that I know the game, don't get mad at me for knowing the game that you taught me. And so when I voice my opinion, whether I should voice it or not, I'm voicing the philosophies that you taught me. And if I think what you're saying isn't correct, should I not voice that? Because these philosophies are coming from you and what you have taught me. And that's what happens. Coaches, they teach you the game. As soon as you question what you've been taught, oh, don't question me. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought, it's just that's where I think it could be a disconnect. But Jason Garrett, was he not awful with New York? Oh, my God.
They were terrible.
They were terrible.
How can you be that bad? How can they be that bad? How can you have dudes running into each other in the middle of the season?
And you know what's crazy? It's what they got dudes. Like, they have dudes on that team that their receiving core is really good player for player talent-wise. They're really good. Saquon Barkley, you don't know what he is yet coming back from his injury. Daniel Jones has shown flashes. Doug, they're awful on offense, man. And can Freddie Kitchens come back with the magic that he had when they fired Hugh in Cleveland when he had Baker? If he does that, it's really going to make Jason Garrett look even worse. But the Giants were awful, and Dez Bryant just stated his opinion on Jason Garrett. If Freddie Kitchens turns this around, we got to look at Dez Bryant and say, oh, he's on to something.
Doug Gottlieb, TJ Husbandzada in for Dan the Danettes. This is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Dez went on and said, trash, I can't help people like to hear my thoughts about sports. I mean, dude did coach my entire career. Trust me, I'm not the only one who feels the same way about him. The difference between me and a lot of people is I don't sugarcoat-ish. Guys sacrificed a lot and get misused, right? So didn't feel like he was used. And he did have an outstanding career, like a Ring of Honor, not Hall of Fame caliber career. But it is fascinating. Let's bring in George Reister. Of course, he's a former NFL tight end. Oh, we don't have – okay, but he's a co-host of Fox Football Sunday with Dan Beyer. That's Sunday 5 to 8 Eastern time on Fox Sports Radio. Also host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. George will join us in a second.
Hey, Doug, did you hear how me and George Reister met?
No.
Man, this is crazy. It's a funny story. Obviously, he goes to Oregon. I go to Oregon State. We're in college. We're at a Red Robin, dude. This is a true story. We're at Red Robin. And I had just had my oldest daughter. So here I am, a college student. I'm in there in Red Robin with my daughter in her car seat, my wife, or who was my girlfriend at the time. And the waitress brings me a note. And a note is like talking trash to me, like, we going to beat y'all butt, but it's expletives. We played Oregon that week. And I said, who sent this to you? I take a peek over there. It's like three guys from Oregon. So I told my girlfriend, I said, take the car seat, go to the car. I'm about to run up on these dudes. And so I go over there, like, I'm like, they going to probably whip me, but I'm for sure get one of them. I go over there. George Reister's one of them. Dude is so funny. He was like, oh, he was a freshman. Oh, man, I'm just having fun. Like, I was so angry that I couldn't be angry because he was laughing about it the whole time. Oh, I'm just having fun, man. I didn't mean no harm. I'm just a freshman having fun. I know we play y'all this week. That was my introduction to George Reister.
That's pretty awesome.
Thinking I'm about to fight him in Red Robin. And here he is, a freshman, just having fun.
George, is that accurate at Red Robin?
Yes, that is a that's exactly the way that played out.
Red Robin kind of underrated, by the way. I just point out, I'm not a sponsor of the show. I just like Red Robin, good burgers, like, right? Like a good, that's a good, you know what you're going to get, good sit-down burger deal.
Yeah. And at that point in time in Eugene, there weren't a ton of options either. So it was there or Olive Garden, or Oregon Electric Station if you wanted to get a nice meal.
Georgia, Jason Garrett gets let go. TJ said basically the Giants offense is a joke. How much of it is Garrett?
Oh, God. I mean, on some level, right? But you have to look at the whole organization from a top down. Their general manager, Dave Gettleman, he's been a disaster since he's – I mean, they haven't put together a great roster. They haven't drafted well. Saquon can't stay healthy. Daniel Jones has been yo-yoing. That's going to make it hard for anybody to win. I mean, and Jason Garrett, if you look, his offense in Dallas put up points. So it's hard to think that it's exclusively him and not Joe Judge's program.
So when you look at it, the situation in New York, do you think Freddie Kitchens can recreate that magic that he did in Cleveland with Baker when he was promoted to the OC?
I mean, no, because I don't think that. Okay, I'm not a huge Baker guy, right? I think Baker's a pretty – that he what he's put on film so far has been pretty average and some below average stuff. And when you have to, you know, scheme around a quarterback and say, look, as long as we can keep him around 25 pass attempts a game, that's going to be the best version of him. That lets you know that you do not have an elite quarterback or an elite system. And the New York Giants are going to have to do something similar to that with Daniel Jones. But the difference is that the Giants don't have the same offensive line that the Cleveland Browns do. So they can't, you know, just hand the ball to Saquon Barkley 20 times a game, and then at the end of the game, he's going to have 115 yards. So this is a case of Jason Garrett was the every coach has the one time that they can pull the get out of jail free card and fire the offensive coordinator or fire the defensive coordinator. And when you do that, you've essentially started the clock on your own firing. And that's where, you know, and that's where Joe Judge is, even though he's only in his second year. The NFL wants not necessarily microwave results, but this team doesn't seem to be getting any better.
George Reister joining us here on the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. What do you do if you're Seattle? Like, I think all of us would say, like, Russell's been amazing. And he's carried that team, right? He doesn't seem to want to be there. It feels like Pete Carroll's out of steam, out of gas. And then they haven't drafted well. So you got GM, you got coach, you got quarterback. But a quarterback is the hardest to replace. On the other hand, he's the most valuable if you want to move him to try and regenerate this thing. George, I put you as the owner of the Seattle Seahawks. What do you do to fix that thing?
Oh, man. You can't treat this like that you would treat, a family where somebody's like, yeah, man, we're just staying for the kids at this point. And, you know, we got to get them through college and then we'll break up. No, absolutely not, man. This team, if I'm the owner, yeah, I've seen enough. I mean, Russ, if you don't want to be here, all right, man, go. We will get you to where you want to be. Just as long as they compensate us fairly on the back end, but you can go, have at it, enjoy yourself. And Pete Carroll, he does seem like he's out of gas. He's an older man, and he's a guy who needs a new challenge. When he left USC, yes, there were scandals and penalties coming, but he was out of gas. He was ready for a new challenge. And Pete Carroll's new challenge, actually, I mean, this may work out perfectly for USC because they would happily have him back. And he may be like, all right, man, I'm good. I'm done. I'll go back to college and get a fresh start and try to recreate the magic again. So if I'm the owner, dude, I got to start over, head coach, sell my most valuable asset, which is Russell Wilson, the way I can start over and then see what the hell I can get for Jamal Adams. Because as good as he was with New York Jets, he's not been that same guy that they traded 2 first-round picks for.
Man, it's so much to just talk about what you trade Russell. There's not a head coach that wants that job. And so they get assets. Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks, they haven't shown that they can draft guys that can contribute. So getting assets for Russell does what?
it gives a new coach hope. That's what it gives. It gives him a hope because if he can say, all right, look, these guys haven't drafted well, but now we got a bunch of draft picks, I'll do better. Because, you know, all coaches think that they have the magic sauce, the magic knowledge that's going to put them in that's going to allow them to win when the last guy couldn't. So if he gets some control over the draft picks, oh, God, there will be coaches that take that job because it's a great fan base. If you do well, they will support you and treat you almost similar to the way the Pittsburgh Steelers do, where they're not just going to go firing a head coach because of a bad season. They're going to be very patient and, you know, and give you an opportunity to win. And so the hope is the most important thing, as opposed to, you know, what you have on that team. I mean, look at the New York Jets. Robert Saleh and other people were lining up to take that job, and that job is absolute. That team is roster wise an absolute dud.
George, do you think the Kansas City Chiefs are back?
Yes, I proclaimed them back too. TJ, you better stop it.
Hey, baby. Hey, when we think of the Chiefs, what do we think of? How do they beat us?
Scoring points.
Okay, they got to score points, but go ahead.
Yeah, hey, they are
19-9.
Here's them. They got their mojo back, baby. Oh, behave. That's what you say about the Kansas City Chiefs. All the rest of the teams in the AFC perform so poorly that they let them, after what, a 3-4 start, get back in it and get back in first place. They got their swagger back, because what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs in the beginning of the season is that Patrick Mahomes in particular, like, if you notice, like, he was always living in the margins, you know, like a half inch here, half inch there, just making a pass that, you know, where he's throwing it in a shoebox, and then he was missing the shoebox by like a foot, and then that was turning into interceptions. And now he had to put a governor on himself just a little bit. So, hey, hold up. Let me not play this, live in the margins. I actually have to change my game now and evolve, because that's the same thing that Brady does. Brady with Randy Moss was different than him with Deion Branch and the rest of the crew, was different than he was with Julian Edelman and the rest of those guys. Like, sometimes he was a dink and dunk quarterback and won a Super Bowl, and sometimes,
yeah, but Brady was playing with different guys. Mahomes is playing with the same guys year after year,
except for there, because if you look at TJ, I think you will agree with me, as good as Tyreek Hill is, I don't think he's a true number one wide receiver. I think that he needs somebody else on the outside to be able to complement him, that way then he can go do his thing, which is take the top off the defense. And if Kansas City can have another wide receiver and run the ball well, then those linebackers have to honor, and they can't keep two high safeties up. They got to bring somebody down in the box to try to stop the run, or to try to help double cover the true number one wide receiver, which was, you know, they had Sammy Watkins, they had other guys, and that helped them out. And this year, they're not getting that from Mecole Hardman. So that's where the Kansas City Chiefs have had to adjust their game, and that's why they're winning now.
Well, that's why everybody got to get paid, and that's why something's got to go. I mean, Sammy was probably their fourth option, but I understand what you're saying kind of in layman's terms for me. I just, they can't and don't run the football, and they choose not that to go with that underneath.
But Andy Reid has always been that way, has he not?
I know, right? Yes.
He's always, and I'll say this, Tyreek Hill, like, I don't think he doesn't get the respect that his game warrants. Like, people look at Tyreek Hill and say, oh man, he's so fast. Tyreek Hill is fast. He's quick. Yep. He can get down the field. He can run routes and create separation, but all we see is the big play. Tyreek Hill is one of the best receivers in the league because he can do everything. He's not as tall, and so he doesn't get the credit that he deserves because he's so fast. But he's actually a complete receiver. We just don't put him in a DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams category, but he should be up there because his impact – and the way he can affect the game is the same.
Yeah, I agree with that. But TJ, would you agree that he's also, as good as he is, as good of a route runner and all that stuff, that the fact that they don't have another guy who can just run and get open one on one puts more pressure on Tariq, which means that they can keep a safety over the top much more, because, or lean the safety and shade the safety to that side because they don't believe the other guy can get open.
George, great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us. George Reister, check out the Reister or Wrong podcast or hear him on Fox Football Sunday with Dan Beyer each Sunday, 5 to 8 Eastern time on Fox Sports Radio. George, you're the best. Appreciate you joining us and happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, happy Thanksgiving to you guys too, man.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced their semifinalists for next year's induction class. I'm gonna just do spitball at TJ. Just give him the name and he'll tell me in or out. That's upcoming next.
That's going to be fun.
On the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Doug Gottlieb, TJ Hushmanzada in for Dan, the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Okay, so the semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, TJ, have been announced, okay? So I'm just going to spitball the names of some first-year eligible guys, and you tell me, because the way a Hall of Fame should work is, like, either in or out, right? Like, there's no real, you don't be, you're not a Hall of Famer. Okay, now you're a Hall of Famer, right? That doesn't really work.
Right, crazy.
Okay, maybe numbers-wise, they can't get you in the first year, but really, you should be a Hall of Famer. Okay, Devin Hester, is he a Hall of Famer?
Special teamer, yes. Okay, He's the best special teamer to ever play.
Is he? Here's the argument against. Yes, but the reason is because most guys who are great return guys, they're more valuable elsewhere, so you don't keep them at return guy their entire career.
That's a great point, so I guess I'll say no then.
I talked you out of it that quick?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, because I always thought Devin Hester, like, God, he's so good with the balls in his hand, with the ball in his hands.
But he wasn't a good wide receiver.
Why they don't play him at receiver board? Exactly. But no, man, the dude was fantastic as a kickoff and punt returner. I mean, he was fantastic.
No, it's great. It was great. And I don't know. Here's one. I don't know if we'll ever have one again.
Because of the way the rules are set up, you can't form a wedge. You can't double team. For some reason, the kickers are just way stronger. They're kicking the ball out the end zone now. When I was playing, I mean, you were getting the ball right at the goal line, 3-yard line. I mean, they're kicking it all the way through. But, yeah, we won't see it again. And so, yeah, you know what? If kickers can get in because they're specialists and punters can get in because they're specialists, Devin Hester was a specialist. He was the best return guy the league has seen. Yeah, he should be in.
Okay, so he's in, he's out, he's in, he's out. By the way, Deion Sanders was better. He just didn't stay at return man his entire career. Okay, Anquan Boldin. Now, Quan, a guy has played a little quarterback. He became a great possession wide receiver. He was super physical. He was a winner, really well respected. Huge numbers, but a lot of stat accumulation more so than just like one incredible year. Anquan Boldin, Hall of Famer or no?
When you ask me about receivers, I can just go to one thing. Were they better than Chad? No.
Okay. Andre Johnson.
I wouldn't say he was better than Chad, but at least equal. Yes.
DeMarcus Ware.
Yes.
Vince Wilfork.
That's tough. Not this year.
So then no. Again, yeah. Not be this year, then no.
Yeah,
Steve,
no.
Steve Smith, wide receiver. Steve Smitty.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think TV might help him. I think it won't help him this year, but I think it'll eventually help him.
Steve has great stats, but he played, I want to say, 15, 16 years. And, I mean, he was also a good returner. But Steve, because Steve was small height wise, but he was so tough, so fast, made
unbelievable
big plays.
Route runner too, in and out of routes. He was incredible.
I mean, it was his mentality, man. That dude has a mentality.
Yeah, he was gonna fight anybody, teammate, non teammate, didn't care.
Yeah, he didn't care. I'm laughing, yeah, because I know Steve.
I mean, he did have Jake Delhomme as his quarterback. Wasn't like he had Marino back there slinging it to him.
He was just a playmaker. He's gonna get in. He'll get in for sure. Just
Robert Mathis.
No.
Wow, just a quick no. Just a quick no. That wasn't even a thought. Just a quick no. All right. So all the wide receivers except for Anquan Boldin get in.
You know what my philosophy is when it comes to the Hall of Fame? And if they did it this way, it would be easy. If you weren't a top five player for 3 to 4 years over the course of your career.
I have a guy I want to throw out for you. We'll talk about that. Plus, LeBron had two fans ejected. Do we like that?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.